This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
5-10 years ago, I probably couldn't. So, Troy, hell yeah, it's about me being brutally honest. Yeah. Ask the people that were at the Vontae Davis draft. So, we're at the Vontae Davis draft, and we're in Dolphin Stadium with the Dolphin officials all there back in the day. And so, you know, the station obviously partnered or whatever. And I'm sitting there with the late, great Jim Mandich, Joe Rose, and Jimmy Cephalo. And he gets drafted, Vontae Davis. And obviously, all the guys, hey, great, this, that, 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 that. And then I come out and say, hey, the kid can play, but he's got maturity issues. And I got booed by 2,000 Dolphin fans. Or maybe 1,800, maybe 200 of you didn't. Any of you out there were there that day? Is anybody truly there live? Because I got to figure, out of all the people that are chatting right now, there's got to be one of you was there that day. At least one. If those of you that are downloading the show, there's a ton of people downloading the show, I'm sure several of you were there that day. And you remember it. And because I said the truth, I got ridiculed by one host. I held back from going after him right there and then because Josh Darrow and Duff, was it Josh Darrow and Joe Bell or Josh Darrow and Joe and Duff Lindsay? I forgot which combination was standing right by there. And they looked at me and they looked at me with this face like, please, oh, please hold back. Don't go at him. And I didn't. And I let him try to embarrass me. Deep down inside, he couldn't embarrass me because I work for a living. I actually talk to pro scouts, people that like cover this business for a living. And they told me about his immaturity in Illinois. And they told me that he would tell the coaches, I'm playing for Sundays, not Saturdays. And I also found out that his brother gave him $50,000 to start the year. Because Vernon had been drafted by San Francisco, and back in those days, remember the big signing bonuses and the big money that they would give you up front to those rookies? So Vernon Davis got this enormous contract, and he gave Vontae $50,000 to start his final year at Illinois, and Vontae was just partying like a rock star. So I knew about all this stuff, and I said, hey, man, he can play. He's got talent. But he's got maturity issues. And sure enough, what showed its head? He could play, but he had maturity. I effing nailed it, dude. Now, people, you know, there's the hardcore Dolphin fan that doesn't want to hear me tell you the truth. No. He wants me to wear the pom-poms every day and tell you everything's going to be all right and this and that. That's not who I am. Okay, plus I put work into it, which is something that nobody else on that table could do, right? And they weren't willing to also... Even if they unearthed that information, they weren't going to say it publicly. But yours truly does. And so the Dolphin brass was like, they were pissed, all that kind of stuff. But the beauty of Josh Darrow, the beauty of Duff Lindsay, the beauty of Greg Reed, who I love those people, they let me be me. Okay? Joe Bell allowed me to be me. But once... CBS took over and Intercom after that, those were just complete pussy-ass organizations. That's all. They were just complete wussies, wimps, Waldos. I'm nervous, and my socks are too. So, you know, they were terrible. I mean, terrible organizations.